More than 700 people died in Iraq today. The largest loss of life on a single day in 2.5 years was caused not by a bomb, but by a rumor. Fears of a suicide bomber panicked the large crowd at a religious celebration and caused a stampede on a bridge in Baghdad. The Iraqi Prime Minister has declared 3 days of mourning as Iraqis caught up in the tragedy continue to search for missing friends and relatives. NPR's Deborah Amos reports from Baghdad.
The news spread through the city by cell phone. An interview with an Iraqi politician, Nathal Alusi, was interrupted by an urgent call from his wife.
My wife, I think.
Oh.
Iraqi Shiites crossing a bridge over the Tigris River on their way to a shrine in the neighborhood of Khadamiya panicked over rumors of a suicide bomber in their midst. Alusi couldn't believe it.
In Khadamiya, we got a huge problem now. More than 640 people, they are died.
The casualty figures climbed higher as the day went on. Iraqis tried to cope with the enormity of the tragedy. This was to be a day of prayerful celebration, one of the largest religious pilgrimages of the year, when Shiite Muslims from around the country gather at the tomb of Musa al-Khadim, a 9th century Shiite saint. But early in the day, mortar shells exploded near the shrine, killing at least 16 people. Abdul Jabbar al-Aibi says the attacks didn't stop the procession, but did raise fears.
In the beginning, we heard mortar shells. One was near the hospital. It was deliberate to attack the Shiites.
With so many people moving towards the shrine, with security so tight, many were still walking over a bridge a mile away. They heard the mortar fire. Then, Zaidan Jabbar says people around him on the bridge said there was a suicide bomber in the crowd.
All of a sudden, there was a rush. Whoever falls gets stood on. The brave got out, but the weak fell.
The fallen were mostly children and women. Jabbar tried to grab his wife, but he lost her.
She was with me, but the wave of people took her. She fell on the ground, then I didn't see her.
Others jumped or were pushed into the water below. Many could not swim and died there, even as people rushed from the shore to try to save them. The dead so overwhelmed hospitals, bodies were laid out on sidewalks where relatives searched for familiar faces. Bad enough to find what they were looking for, worse, to not know at all. Madiha Kadir eventually found the bodies of her mother and two other relatives, but her 15-year-old son is still missing.
We're looking for one now. We've lost three now. One lost and don't know anything about him.
Iraqi politicians came to the scene in person, despite security risks. The Prime Minister, Ibrahim Jafri, mingled with mourners. Security officials appeared on television to defend measures to protect the procession, even as others blamed the government for the mass casualties. The Minister of Defense, Sadun Dlemi, said three suicide attacks had been foiled and six other people arrested in a car filled with explosives. But he also said the bridge stampede had nothing to do with current tensions between Shiites and Sunnis.
This has nothing to do with sectarian sensitivities.
Sunni clerics and political leaders publicly sent messages of sympathy to the Shiite community. Residents of Adamiya, a mostly Sunni neighborhood on the western side of the bridge, rushed to aid survivors. For a day at least, the capital was united in grief. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Baghdad.